My slogan is, I care. I care about people, not things. Vote for me, Ellen Stewart. I care. How was it?
You were terrific.
Can I see it?
Sure.
Hello. My name is Ellen Stewart, and I'm running for the open seat on the school board. My slogan is, I care. What does the word care mean? I care about people, not things. Vote for me, Ellen Stewart. I care.
Now what? How can we possibly get it on so Riverdale will see it and hear it?
Leave it to me.
I mean that when I say I care. I care about people, not things. Vote for me, Ellen Stewart. I care.
What happened?
Mom is now on television. In every appliance store in Riverdale. Except Hamlin's. He's a Boswell voter.
Well, that's a brilliant idea, Richard.
You inherited your father's brain.
We got our brains from you, Dad.
And guess what? I called Channel 5. Their TV news is going to cover it. Housewife campaigns in appliance stores. And I'll bet some magazine will pick up the story, too.
Mom, you're going to win. I know it.
Hold it, Robbie. Just cool down. I know we're getting some attention now, but in the end, the voters will have to decide.
You're gonna win. Trust me.
In the hotly contested race for the one seat on the Riverdale School Board, Mrs. Ellen Stewart has taken an early lead.
She's
now
winning.
Turning to other
Mom,
local
you're
news.
Winning.
Riverdale High School.
It's too soon to know for certain.
Well, you're ahead. That's better than being behind.
It's not over yet. Let's just all calm down and wait for the final results.
Ellen, why don't you go out to the backyard and get some fresh air?
Thank you, Grandpa. I need some. Oh.
Came very close, Ellen.
You lost by only 121 votes.
I lost.
You tried, Mom.
You lost by a very small number of votes.
Only 121 votes. I'm sorry, Mom.
There just wasn't enough time.
Look, you made a very strong impression on our community. You'll have another chance. Nick. Hello. Oh, yes, yes, Mr. Maxwell.
Hello, Mr. Maxwell.
How are you? I just called to tell you that you are very impressive. You lost the election, but you won the attention of the residents of Riverdale, of Boswell, and of me.
Well, thank you, Mr. Maxwell. I appreciate your kind words. I needed that.
I hear Boswell wants to appoint you to a special arts committee. I'm sending over a reporter in the morning to interview you.
You are?
I'm going to do an article on Ellen Stewart. She cares. Maybe we'll all care now. Goodbye.
Thank you. And goodbye.
What was that about?
You were right, Philip. I did make a difference in town.
And in this family.
Oh.